and we've done tons of surveys of the nuns recently. We asked them how they feel about religion. Only about a quarter of them express negative sentiments toward religion. A third of them are sort of in the middle. They don't feel one way or the other. And a third of them are actually warm towards religion. So what's interesting is that a lot of people leave and are not mad about it.
Right, because that group, no religious affiliation, is the nuns, just no affiliation, but don't have anti-religious feelings. But it also includes atheists and agnostics. So it's big because it includes actually three distinct groups, right?
Correct. And if you put five non-religious people in a room, one's an atheist, one's an agnostic, and three are nothing in particular. That's actually the survey option. It's the last one of all. I don't really care either way option. And that is actually the fastest growing religious group in America among 18 to 22 year olds. That is the most popular option. And like I said, the data says that nothing in particular is actually the most malleable. They're most likely to change their religious affiliation over time. So we ask a bunch of questions of people who had de-churched, you know, what would bring them back? And the one theme that pops up over and over again is friends. What doesn't pop up are things like good preaching or sound doctrine or good music. So really, we have to realize that church has a vertical, you know, dimension to it, a theological dimension to it, spirituality for sure, but it's also a social group. They want to see their friends. They want to, you know, have an opportunity to invite people. And then, you know, can we have lunch after church, or can we meet for a play date on Tuesday with our kids? That function of church is actually the thing that would probably bring more people back than talking about, you know, the gospel or heaven or hell or any theological matters.
But that's, of course, not what they're teaching pastors in seminaries. They're teaching them Greek and Hebrew and systematic theology and theologies of worship and such.
And that's my biggest gripe about how we do seminary education in this country is we spend, you know, 60 credits on Greek and Hebrew and theology and doctrine, and we spend no time talking about the sociology of religion.